Welcome to the dsmith.org podcast for May 29th, 2006, CISPR 22, Edition 5. I'm Doug Smith. So I'm here at Elliott Laboratories. It's the day before the Memorial Day weekend, May 26th, and I have Mark Briggs from Elliott here, and he's going to talk a little bit about, answer some questions on the new CISPR 22, I believe. And Mark, just a little background here. How long have you been at Elliott?
Well, Doug, I've been here, it'll be 11 years in September, so quite a while.
Yeah, it's as long as I can remember Elliott, you've been here. And it's one of the things I like about Elliott as a test lab is many of their people are like, Mark, have been here for many, many years, and it gives some constancy to it. You coming here with when I was with Law Spec Systems, I would come here with a product, and we could have the same tester and engineer time after time, and they get to know the product. And that's a really handy thing to have. Okay, Mark, so tell me, what's coming up in this new CISPR 22 that might affect me as just a guy trying to get his product through here?
Doug, CISPR 22 Edition 5 is out there. It has the one good thing is it's cleaned up the requirements for the conducted emissions on the telecommunications ports, which is a good thing, but it's also a bad thing in that once it comes into effect, it means you've got to start testing to it. And testing those conducted emissions on your IO lines. And in addition, it's got testing requirements above a gigahertz, which CISPR 22 traditionally has never had before.
Radiated emissions.
Radiated emissions above a gigahertz, yes, that's right. Okay.
One of the issues, this conducted emissions has always been a problem, but you implied that it was voluntary before, and now it's going to be mandatory?
Kind of. Within the European Union, at least right now, you have the choice of using the 1998 version of EN55022, which is equivalent to Edition 3 of CISPR 22. Or you can use the older version, the 1994, with amendments. And the older version doesn't have any requirements for conducted emissions on telecommunications ports. So really right now you have the choice of doing the test or not. But you know, once the new standard comes in and is fully adopted, there'll be no excuse to not do it.
Double-edged sword here.
Exactly.
What was wrong with the old standard that they cleaned up?
Well, my understanding is that the biggest issue was with the specification for the ISNs, the ISNs, that are used for actually making the measurement. Mm-hmm. And what was happening, ISNs were being built per the specification, and unfortunately the results from different ISNs were different, significantly different, even though they all met the specification. So they had to tighten up the instrumentation specs for the ISNs. It seems that supposedly that's what's now happened, and both Edition 4 and Edition 5 of CISPR 22 contain modified ISN specs.
I've noticed a lot of the standards activity that's going on in various fields now is clearing up what amounts to the uncertainty in the test by better specifications, especially true of the EST test that they're working on now, and it sounds like in this case as well.
Yeah, quite often, we know the uncertainties of EMC measurements are larger than some would like, and by trying to tighten up on the instrumentation to some extent, maybe we can reduce some of that.
Okay. How about the above a gigahertz that's going to be new? What's happening there?
Breaking a long-standing tradition, CISPR 22, the Edition 5, has test requirements for measuring radiated emissions above 1 gigahertz. Mm-hmm. And the test requirement is supposedly a free space measurement, which means that you would put absorber material on the floor above the ground plane between the unit under test and the measurement antenna, which is obviously different from the way that we currently measure for FCC, which is over a ground plane without the absorber in place. So worst case scenario is that you would test once for FCC and then maybe possibly have to repeat the test for the emissions above a gigahertz with the absorber in place to meet the requirements of the CISPR 22 standard.
So that means you could actually do it, then you'd like roll out some absorber or something and do it again.
And as if by magic, yes, the absorber's there in between the two and you get to measure. We've yet to do any experiments on this, but one thought that we have is that after we've done a couple of tests, we'll maybe get a feel for what the effect of the absorber is, and then maybe we can get away with using measurements with the ground plane present or without the absorber present to justify compliance with the European limit.
Okay. Yeah, that could be a real problem because it would lengthen test time substantially if you had to do it twice.
Yeah, absolutely. Again, it's only above a gigahertz, and right now we're thinking that once we've identified the emissions for FCC, typically there's maybe only a handful of measurements needed up there. Mm-hmm. So although it will lengthen test time for sure, but hopefully not significantly enough to make you stay another day.
I guess as a customer that's bad, but for test labs it's good, I suppose.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, thanks for the information, Mark. It's been very informative.
As always, good to see you, Doug.
Thanks for listening. Send any suggestions for topics or other suggestions to me at doug@dsmith.org. And again, thanks for listening.